Okay, Rabbi Isaiah. It's a little bit overwhelming to see everybody here, and thank you. It's wonderful to be here, and we should be zeicha to shteig together. Okay. So tonight is Rosh Chodesh Elul, and tonight is still a Lamed Ov, but we're beginning it's Elul's month. So I'd like to speak about something that Elul means Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, as we all know, and Elul also means that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Different ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Doidi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Avinu Malkeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father. Now, how do you relate to a Father? Now, truth be told, Rabbi say that really, I should... everybody needs Elul. Men need Elul, women need Elul. I asked, traditionally only... We've only opened this up for men, and tonight especially, you'll see why. Speaking in Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Re'eh, the Torah talks about relationships between fathers and children. Fathers and children. And the Torah says three things. I'm not going in the order of the Pesukim, but I'm going in the order of the way I'd like to mention it. V'yisasa kein la'Hashem elokecha. Don't do this. Asasa kein la'Hashem elokecha. Don't do what? Ki kol tayav as Hashem. All of these abominations, asher sonei, that Hashem hates, asu le'elohim. This is what they did to their gods. Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking about the fact we're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to meet up with the culture of the land. So don't do what's going on in the rest of the world. He called Tayyavas Hashem, Asher Sonek, Asu Leilehem. Ki Gam Es Bineihem, listen to these words in the third, it's a possible. Ki Gam Es Bineihem, V'es Bineiseihem, because their sons and their daughters, Yisrafu Be'esh Leilehem. Their sons and their daughters, Yisrafu Be'esh Leilehem. What in the world does the pasuk mean? They take their sons and their daughters, and they burn them in a fire, Leilehem. In the world, the way we know it, I'm not talking about Yiddishkeit, in mankind, the way we know it, the strongest relationship there is a parent to a child. A parent to a child. They take their children, kigamis b'neim v'spenaseim yisrufu v'eish Elohim. It's a toiva. What does it mean? What does it mean? I understand this by the Zohar called Moilach. What does it mean, they take pasuk, kigamis b'neim v'spenaseim yisrufu v'eish Elohim? One pasuk. Then another pasuk. Kisischa chicha beni mechoy vinchoy vitchoy eishischa kecho reyachos shekin afshecho basay soleimor. Kisischa. It's talking about the parsha of Mesis and Medich. It's last week's parsha. Just learned this 2 days ago. A Mesis and Medich is someone who tries to convince someone to go off the derech, the way we would say it nowadays. But it's really worse than that. So if your brother, kisischa chicha beni mechoy. Oy vincha, oy vitcha, oy eshes chaykecha, oy reyacha, or your friend asher kinafshecha. Your friend asher kinafshecha. So Rashi says, what does that your friend asher kinafshecha mean? Zavicha, your father, your brother, your son, your daughter, eshes chaykecha. Oy reyacho asher kinafshecha, your friend who's like your nefesh, basay salema neilchum and avdol limachirim. Let's go worship a limachirim, a different goddess. So your data atav avasecha that you and your father did not know. What a peladikazach! What a peladikazach! Once again, your father. That's reyacho asher kinafshecha. Reyacho asher kinafshecha. Reyacho is the highest level of friendship. Reyacho asher kinafshecha. What does it mean? Your friend. So I once heard from Ramatis Yo Shlita that in Parshas Bullock, Chav Gimel Chav Aleph, we spoke about this once in Shul. Lehibit Oven BiYakov LeRo Amo BiYisrael. Bilam's talking. Lehibit Oven BiYakov LeRo Amo BiYisrael. Hashem Elokav Imai. Hashem is always with them. He doesn't look at what they do wrong. Usruas Melech Boy. So the word Tsruas Melech Boy, going to start blowing shofar. Usruas Melech Boy. He's a Rashi Loshin Chiba V'Reus. The word Tsrua is also in the word Reya. Loshin Chiba V'Reus. We have a relationship in a Kodesh Baruch Hu of Reus. Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. So here it says Reyach Hashem Kenafshecha. Vasei Salim. It's a Pella. Zavicha, your father. So, well, what's the pshat here, Rabbi? So your father's going to... What does it mean your father's going to do this to you? What does it mean your father? Reyach HaShek Enafshecha. What does it mean your father? Higamis B'nei HaVes Ma'a Seim Yisrifu Ba'esh Le'loi Heyem. What does that mean? I'm wondering. Who? You know, a mikra is a pshuta, a nechanami. But so you have to know what it means. You're correct. What does it mean? What's the poshup shot? What's the poshup shot? So I once heard from a very very choshev rav who said over that a rav told him. Now I want you to listen to what I'm saying here. That and take it. Don't take it out of context. Listen to what I'm saying. I once have a very choshev rav who said over that a rav told him that one of the members of his congregation, of his tzibur, of his shul, moved away. It happens all the time. People move away, but he moved away to a place where you know the neighborhood just wasn't as good. Wasn't as good. Not beside the chinuch, not beside the people living there. So the rav asked his mespalo, why'd you move? Now, I'm telling you, I heard this from an Adam Godel, a very, one of the most chashev rabbanim, it's not the most chashev rabbanim in the country. I heard him say this in his shul 30 years ago. So he said, the person told his rav, he said, I moved a pasha closet space. You know what closet space means? It means where we live in this neighborhood. The houses are, the small houses. You know, there's not enough closet space. Not enough closet space. In the suburbs, there's a lot of closet space. A lot of closet space. So, this rav was depressed because he told the older rav, I read Holocaust books and I'm ready to walk my kehillah with my talis and tefillin like it says in all the Holocaust stories. I'm ready to walk in front of them and he's leaving because of closet space. Okay, that was the rav's issue. But the mespalel's issue. Well, what does that mean? I moved out of a neighborhood where there's better chinuch for my children because of closet space. What does it mean? What does it mean? Now, what does it mean if a father tells his child, you know what, let's do this. It's geschmack. It's full of taiva. It's enjoyable. Let's do it. We don't understand what avaydazar means. Forget avaydazar. What does it mean? What are you telling your child? What are you telling your child? Let's do this. What are you telling your child? Now, what happens when a father doesn't say that to a child, but a father just does it in front of his child? It's a very, 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 very serious issue. When David Elisha was born, so I remember he was born in Brooklyn. I drove back to Lakewood, and I got back to Lakewood. I jumped out of the car. First time I became a father, and I jumped out of the car. One of my rebbeim, I said the story over many years ago. One of my rebbeim, Rebbe Elia Goldschmidt Zatzal, whose grada his yard site. That's interesting. His yard site is grada today. Yard site is today. Rebbe Elia Goldschmidt at Tzaddik in Lakewood. At Tzaddik, I jumped out of the car. I said, Rebbe, I became a father. I'll never forget this. It was right in front of the yeshiva. I just drove up. I jumped out of my car. Rebbe came up. I was so excited. So he says to me, he didn't say mazel tov. I was so taken aback. He didn't say mazel. It wasn't the first thing he said to me. He said, now it all starts. Now it all begins. I was like so taken aback. I said, what do you mean? he said to me, again, he wished me mazel tov afterwards and gave me a hug, but lechatili, first thing he told me is, listen, you know, you might be able to, you know, the terminology in those days was, you know, you might be able to fake out your friends. And you might even be able to fake out, maybe, usually it doesn't work, you know, fake out your wife. But you can never fake out your kids. The only difference is they can't express it. They may not have the eloquence of language to be able to express what they see. But what they see, they absorb. And what they absorb becomes part of them. What an awesome responsibility. Then he wished me mazel tov. But if you told me now it all begins, and how it all begins, and it all begins. You know, this, you know. What a pachad. What a pachad. So I'm wondering, again, for Nachi's question I'm withstanding, Kigames B'neiam es B'naseim Yisrufu Beishalev, you're going to burn your kids? It doesn't mean necessarily you're going to burn your kids. It could mean that also. Pshuta Shemikra, whatever it means with the Avodah Zarah of Melech. But it also can mean you can burn your kids by following the Tayevis. That's what it means. You can burn your kids by following the Tayevis. Following the Tayevis, you can burn your kids. What a pachad. What a pachad. A person can do something. Whether we have children or don't have children, whether we're married or not married, it's irrelevant. But the limud, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, these are the tayevas of Hashem. He called tayevas Hashem the abominations in the eyes of Hashem, Hashem Sonne. What a lashon that he hates. Also, this is what the culture does. Ki gamis b'neim es b'nosem yisufu b'eishe l'heim. God must be neyam, best be nasem yisru for beishaleim. What a pachad. Oy reyacha sheken apshiko basay soleim. Then, there's another time where it mentions children. And it's such a power. This is the first time. It says like this. We don't even know what it means. Most of us have no shaitas on even understanding. The Torah mentions many times you shouldn't eat blood. Blood. A lot of talking about blood in the Torah. Don't eat blood. And the Lashonis, Rach Chazak Levilti Achol Adam. Be strong and don't give in to the taiva to eat dam. Ki Adamu HaNefesh. Adamu HaNefesh. V'loi Seichal HaNefesh Im HaBosar. Don't do it. Don't eat it. Loi Techlenu. Don't eat it. Al Horsish V'chenu Kamayim. Then it's like this. Loi Techlenu. Don't eat. Nachamo. Loi Techlenu. Blood. Who cares about the blood? Loi Techlenu. Don't eat the blood. Don't eat the blood. Why? It's like this. L'man yitav l'cho u'l'anech acharecho. Kisasa yoshem en eshem mitabol the Torah goes takeh. Don't eat blood. If you don't eat blood, it will be good for you and your kids. What is this? Here, the Torah 5 sukkim later talking about burning your kids. Then talking about 10 sukkim later about convincing your kids to be able to put a Zorah. Now it says, don't eat blood. You don't eat blood, that's good for your kids. Well, what is this? Zuck Rashi. It's unbelievable. It's a mission in Makis. Tzeilamad. Matan Schorin Shal Mitzvahs. Es Adam Shal Nafsha Shal Adam Kotzamimen. Dam Nafsha Shal Adam Kotzamimen. A person instinctively is disgusted with blood. Ha-Pershimenu. So someone separates from Dam. Zoykaloi. Ulabonavacharov. It's a schus for him and for his children afterwards. Laman Yit. The Torah says, Laman Yit Tavloch. It's a Pella. It's good for you. What's good for you? It's good for you and your kids if you don't eat blood. Wow. Somebody will walk into this room right now and hear take this statement out of context. It's good for you and your kids if you don't eat blood. What are you? You're crazy people. So Zachta Torah. It's unbelievable. Zakrashi, Kalvachoyme legezel viarayis. It's a kalvachoyme for gezela and for arayis. Shenafsha shalom misafe behen. That a person enjoys them. A little extra money. A little bit of arayis. A little bit of this. A little bit of taiva. So if your children see, what an unbelievable thing. If you control yourself by gezel v'arayah, shenafshel sholom misad of them, l'man yitabuch. The juxtaposition, the shaykhis and the psukim, it's a pella. Moshe pella. Mitzad echad, you can burn up your kids. You can destroy your kids, Rachman Litzlan. You can destroy them. A person can burn up their children. I'm sorry to say it over. It pains me so much to say it, but what should I do? I feel guilty. I think that's the reason why it pains me so much. I'm not going to go tzaddik. I feel guilty. I'm scared. I had a chrayus. I said this over once. My first cousin. Wonderful person. Wonderful person. I have many first cousins. This first cousin, wonderful person. They're all good people. Well-meaning. She had a choice. She had a choice. 25 years ago, she had a choice. And many people in this room are faced with the same choice. She had a choice. Should she pay tuition? At that time, it was $7,000, a lot of money. It's even a lot of money nowadays, but $7,000, a lot of money 25 years ago. Maybe it was 28 years ago, whatever it was. To send her kids to the closest Jewish day school. Why not? And she opted not to. I feel guilty because I wanted to raise the money and whatever I wanted to do, and it didn't work out. And her kids are both engaged to Goyim. That's not included in Kigamis Benamis Benoseim Yisrafu Ve'ishle Lehayim. That's not included in that pasuk. It's not included in that pasuk. It's not included in that pasuk. How many people have told me their kids come back? Again, don't take this out of context. How many kids have told me they come back from learning in Eretz Yisrael for a year, they're pumped up. Okay, good. Sometimes maybe they're too pumped up. Okay, fine. They're pumped up and their parents cool them off. Rachman al-Fan. That's not included in the pasuk. That's not included in the pasuk. There's a Jew. Many of you may have heard of him, many of you may not. There's a Jew. His name is Harav David Morgenstern. Ever hear of him? He became the second Gabbai to Rav Yashiv, with Rav Yosef Efrati and Rav David Morgenstern. So just today, Rav David Morgenstern went to MIT. Rav David Morgenstern, big bushy payers, and walking around with Rav Yashiv. He's the Rav in Ramot Shlomo, now one of the biggest Haredi neighborhoods in Yerushalayim. He went to MIT. And he lived in Brookline. And he went into a shul in Brookline. And the Rav, an Alt-Europäische Rav, happens to be Rabbi Henoch Plotnik's uncle, Oliver Sholem. His name was Rabbi Avram Margolis. You would think that this match had absolutely no shaykhus. All the naysayers would say, what? This Alt-Europäische Rav, he could barely speak English. And this guy from MIT walks in. And he says he wants to learn Torah. He started teaching him Aleph Beis. This Rav started teaching Rav David Morgenstern Aleph Beis. And from Aleph Beis, they went to Chumash. And from Chumash, they went to Mishnayos. From Mishnayos, he went to Eretz Yisrael. Myriad, right? Now, you know why? Because he saw somebody named, I'm going to mention him on the tape, so fine. His name is Rishia Plotnik, Rabbeinu Plotnik's older brother, lives in Toronto, who he saw him, he used to come home for Bein Hazmanim, and he saw him daven and learn, and he said, this guy looks happy. I want to find out what's making him tick. I want to find out what's going on. It happens to be that, boom, today I told somebody that his Shemoneh Esrei inspired me to go to yeshiva. I was living in Boston, a very few people in those days who went to yeshiva, and I saw this person used to daven a longish Shemoneh Esrei in the corner of the shul. Inspired me. So I told this to somebody. He said, you want to hear a ma'aseh? I'll tell you a ma'aseh. That David Morgenstern became Rav David Morgenstern, Rav Yashiv's biggest after Rav Yisrael Efrati, because this person daven Shemoneh Esrei. And I'll embarrass somebody sitting here right now that I know there's a ma'aseh with a person sitting here right now who I won't identify by name except to tell you he's the oldest person in the room and he's been a moyel for decades, that he, when he lives in Gary, Indiana, somebody said that they became frum because they watched him daven mincha. Correct? That's fakert. That's what the Torah is saying here. The Torah is saying, as an introduction, don't eat blood. Blood's disgusting. Don't eat it. And if you can work yourself up in the spiritual gym from blood, you can work yourself up the abyssal gzeila, the abyssal arayis, and you show your kids that you're willing not to do it. Das is the manitavloch. I'm not making a macho. Please, it's not kanoyas what I'm about to say, but it's such a cute story. I just like this way. Please, I'm saying it with great sensitivity. Great sensitivity. There's a book, I just finished several books. I just came back yesterday, so there's a book called Shlomi. See, this book, it just came out, Shlomi. He was an Askin, a Balabust in Flatbush. Shlomi. Shlomi Gross is like him. Gross. Shlomi Gross. I never heard of him before. Unbelievable book. A regular guy. Much regular guy. So, I just want to tell you a Maisa. It's a Meiridig Maisa. Just a Meiridig Maisa. So he, Leil B'dikas Chometz, his kids would put out the Chometz, like many of us do, and they put Chometz into every room. Yeah, I just want to give you the juxtaposition here. So he checks one room, and he tells his daughter, who put out the Chometz, I didn't find anything in this room. So she says, his daughter must have been 7, 8, I don't know how old she was. Okay, no, please, do not take any offense. I'm just telling you a cute story. She says over to her father, there was chometz in that room. The television's in that room. See if I didn't put any chometz in that room. Yeah, okay. That's what he did. He laughed at his daughter. He enjoyed what his daughter said. He loved it. He loved it. But Lamaisa in the book, in the flip side of the book says over that the kids said how inspired they were because they saw their father grow. They saw their father grow. They saw what happened to their father. They saw him grow. He said, I just want to tell you one more, Mike, because I think it's so apropos to what we're discussing. They came back from a skiing trip. I think he's a normal guy, this guy, Shlomi. It's a very interesting book. Come back from a skiing trip, and they're driving into Flatbush. So he tells his kids, wasn't it a geschmack? We had such a great time skiing. His kids said, yeah, it was gabaldic. And they passed the Mir Yeshiva, for those people who know what Brooklyn's like. The Mir Yeshiva is on Ocean Parkway. Passed the Mir Yeshiva. So he says like this, we had such a geschmack time today. He said to his kids, who do you think had a better geschmack time? If Shmuel Bearman was sat in that base manager all day and learned, or we went skiing? I'm telling you, he had a geschmack of time, but he had a bigger geschmack of time. He said, I couldn't do what he did. Okay, so now, here's the deal, Rabbi Yisai. We're walking into Elul. We have a father. Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. We have a father. Where are his children? So, what's the deal? That's the Shiloh. What's the deal? So I want to start by saying, this Elul here, it's amazing. Look how many people are here. It's amazing because this summer is so confusing. It's so confusing. Because a lot of people are just going to start going on vacation. Tonight's Elul, you're going to start going on vacation. It's August 5th today. I mean, it's the middle of the summer. Somebody made a line. Somebody told me a line. Elul's month starts this year, Labor Day. But that's not what, we can't help it. That's not what it's going to be, because Elul's month starts tonight, because Rosh Hashanah is going to be in 30 days. Rosh Hashanah is not 30 days from Labor Day. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. We'd like it to work that way. Maybe our schedules would be a little easier, but it doesn't work that way. Skating it does say.
Well, like 30 hours.
Yeah, that's right. It's exactly. It's a Tishrei's month, not an Elul's month. Okay, so the Maisa, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, here's what we really have to think about. You have to think about is that, you know, for years, what years? For decades and for centuries and for millennia, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Klal Yisrael got prepared. And 30 days before Pesach, we start getting prepared. Maybe our wives are preparing 2 months before, or 3 months before. Our mothers used to prepare months before. But we know that we got to get prepared. We got to buy matzah, and we got to clean the house, and we got to make everything we got to do for Pesach. And we all know today I was finally ready because I have to build a new sukkah. You know, that's nerve wracking. A sukkah, you know, and dalad minim. I'm worried about my dalad minim already. But I say to myself, am I worried about my tshuva? My dalad minim, I'm worried about my sukkah. I'm worried about what's with my tshuva? What's with my tshuva? So that's what Rabbi Goldschmidt really said, Rabbi Yisai. And maybe that's why there is such a musig that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. And we're his children to remind us, we have children. We have children. We have nephews. We have nieces. We have people who sit next to us in shul. We have talmidim. All different types of people in this room. We're all banim lamakayim. And now we have to know we have the best father possible in the world. You know, in Klal Yisrael, it's an interesting thing. In Klal Yisrael, besides the fact that we have biological parents, biological parents that went away, so it was very, you know me already. We were close to farms, and farms just inspired me about my youth when I was a kid or whatever. But I was telling you of my grandchildren. It's like a pelodic azach. I told my grandchildren. One day in the farm, at my grandparents' house, we're eating breakfast, like my grandchildren were looking at me like I'm from the moon. So we're eating breakfast, say, pass the toast, and outside the window, a cow's giving birth. I'm sure outside the window, a cow's giving birth during breakfast. So a cow was giving birth during breakfast. Cow gives birth. When a cow gives birth, afterwards, the cow, you know, it cleans off its calf, it licks the calf clean. I mean, well, after a few hours, there's no more shaykhus. There's no more shaykhus. You know, a day or two later, the cow, the calf, there's no shaykhus. There's no shaykhus. I was going to call my uncle Grad and ask him exactly how long it takes, but whatever, it's a little time, there's no more shaykhus. No more shaykhus. In Klal Yisrael, v'shinatam levanecha elu talmidecha. In Klal Yisrael, there are biological parents, and there are spiritual parents. They're mamish parents. As the Mishnah says in El Matzias, I remember fifth grade learning this Mishnah. I said to myself, Rebbe, I'll never be Mekayim this Mishnah. Forget about it. Mishnah says, Avedis Ava, Avedis Rabbi, which ones come first? Your father, your Rebbe. I said, my father's coming first. I'll never forget it in my head. I said, no way, you're not coming before my father. Nothing. Nothing. Ain't happening. Finished. It ain't happening. I said, my father's a Talmud Chacham, my father's a Rebbe also, whatever. But the Rebbe said, it's not happening. But there's a din. There's a din called a rabbi. A rabbi means that we all have spiritual parents. Our children have biological parents and spiritual parents. We are their spiritual parents besides their biological parents. So Zakta Torah, I know Haloi Dover, who that ray is always lame, right before Rosh Chodesh Elul, or sometimes it can fall out on Rosh Chodesh Elul. What's the best thing to do? The best thing is that our children, our grandchildren, our nephews, our nieces, our friends' children, our benchmates, and so whatever it is, should say, I do this because I remember that's what my father Shalom used to do. But that's what my father does. That's what my Zayda Shalom used to do. That's what my Zayda does. Or maybe that's what my great-grandfather does. What an awesome impression. And Zakta Torah L'man Yitavuch. L'man Yitavuch. So, this is not a schmooze now, not to get caught up on moving to the suburbs or closet space. That's not what I'm here for. It's not a schmooze about a father coming, trying to cool down a kid who came back from Eretz Yisrael. It's not what this is about. This is about the L'man Yitavlach. L'man Yitavlach. How we daven during Elul. My Zayda never went to yeshiva day in his life. He got up during Slichas, 4 o'clock in the morning. You have to learn Slichas, 4 o'clock in the morning. Get to Shul for Slichas, the first one in Shul for Slichas. Now, you know, everybody's looking for Chapa Minyaneh, Davin here, Davin late, come there, a Chapa few Slichas here, and a few Slichas over there. L'man Yitavloch. What an awesome thing. Our children see us learning, davening, doing mitzvahs. I'm afraid to say, they see us driving nicely. You know, not texting. You know, they see us being mechaber, our spouses, our parents, or they see us. The manitavach. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. What a way to start a fellow. What a way to start a fellow. That's a kiddush Hashem. This room's a kiddush Hashem. It's a kiddush Hashem. A kiddush Hashem. We should be zeicha together. Rabbi Yisai. That's 30 days from now. Rosh Hashanah this year is Thursday, Friday. So 30 days from tomorrow night is right. What is it? Thursday, Friday. So Wednesday night. Wednesday night. So two nights. 30 days and two nights. We got a month. We should be zeicha to l'man yitavloch. So it should be toivu v'necho acharecho. Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us the bracha of a chesiva simetayva and a kritzka ben shor. We hear the shayfa bez Hashem not tomorrow morning, but in 2 mornings from now. We should be zeichet to hear the shayfa. We should be zeichet to be able to do the ratzon Hashem. We should be able to be zeichet to have a shaychus with our Father Avinu Shavashamayim. Should be ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Yashikoyach. Thank you all for coming.